Good morning, Dale.
Did you, as a child, have a big wheel?
No, I did not. My brother did. My sister had an inchworm.
Yeah, well, those were kind of cool. But the big wheel, somebody sent me a video, and I put it out on Facebook over the weekend. It was a big wheel commercial from the 70s. And this big wheel had a brake that you could pull up behind one of the wheels. And it even had a secret place you could store your stuff. Mine didn't have either. I think we got the knockoff because we were poor.
You must have got the well-used, well-loved big wheel.
A lot of people loved my little video and brought back some memories, and I love finding stuff like that.
Those were good toys. Maybe they still make them. I don't know.
Now kids don't even go outside. Why don't they go outside? I don't even know why I brought this up today, because all the TV shows are starting this week, and I know you're just chomping at the bit to talk about The Voice.
Well, it's season 11, kicking off tonight. Blake Shelton, we remember his team mentor is Bette Midler. He says they were all in awe being around her. I know that Bette won't be on for a few weeks, though. Carrie Underwood's storyteller tour takes 17 semis and 8 buses to move from town to town. After all this time in the business, Carrie's still working on being comfortable in her own skin as a performer and says, I'll probably never get there, but I think it's good to be nervous because that means you care. Miranda Lambert has an idea for Frito-Lay and tweets, I've been pondering Cheetos Crunchy and Cheetos Puffs together in one bag. I say yes to that. Chris Young's upcoming record, It Must Be Christmas, will be out October 14th with guest vocals from Brad Paisley, Alan Jackson, and Boys to Men. Jana Kramer should be on Dancing with the Stars tonight. Last week, she sprained a muscle, says it's painful to breathe and move. Her doctor told her not to dance, but Jana's going to anyway.
Does she need a nurse?
She might.
I know a guy. I mean, I've got a little experience in this area. I wasn't really good at it back in February when I took a week off to do it, but I think I've gotten better.
You've honed your skills.
I have.
And finally, Trisha Yearwood is 52 today.
Yes!
And she's just launched her new fragrance exclusively at Walmart. She says it smells of flowers, peaches, musk, and the woods.
You had me at Trisha Yearwood turning 52. Still hot.
She is. I'm Nashville Kat with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm back tomorrow with more news and Dish on 94.1 KFKF.